Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Sean Linnell from King of Glory Lutheran Church in Williamsburg, Virginia. The New Testament reading for today is from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We all know the feeling. Suddenly the screen on our phone dims and I can barely see anything. There's only 5% charge left. It's as good as dead. No calls, no directions, no way to reach the people who matter. I'll be honest with you, there's a little bit of a panic. Of course, all you have to do is plug it into the charger and life flows back in. That is, if you can find a charger, if there's one available to you. You know, we connect ourselves to the world through our phones and so many other ways, but for as much as we're connected, I'm not so sure I like what's flowing in. And I feel drained spiritually and emotionally. Like, don't get me wrong, the phone's a powerful tool for productivity, but the way we connect to the world so readily by it, it fills our minds and our hearts with anger and jealousy and fear and just empty noise. We'll scroll for hours and end up feeling more empty and more anxious and more disconnected than before. And the phone is not the problem, by the way. It's just a tool. Our connection to the world, the devil, and our own sinful flesh, that's the problem. Jesus speaks directly into that reality today. I am the true vine, he says. You are the branches. He is not one of many. He is the only true source of life, peace, and hope. Everything else we keep plugging into eventually runs out or drains us and harms us. Jesus is quite direct. Apart from me, you can do nothing. When we stay disconnected from him, our love grows cold, our patience disappears, our joy dries up, and we have nothing good left to give others. A branch that stays unplugged withers and dies. But listen to the good news that Jesus gives you right now. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. Stay plugged into Jesus. Remain connected to him. Don't unplug from him to plug into the drama of this world. You are in the world, but you are not of this world. You are of the Holy Spirit's calling. And so that means open your Bible and let His Word recharge your soul. Actively remember your baptism by which you are grafted into Christ. Come to the Lord's Supper. Receive His true body and blood. Be a part of worship. Don't stay away if you are able. Confess your sins and hear His free forgiveness, and pray always, knowing that the Father hears you as His own dear child. When you stay plugged into Jesus this way, His life flows into you. Real fruit grows. Love that actually cares, patience that endures, kindness that shows up even on the hard days. And not because you're trying harder or even doing better, but because the power is coming from Christ Himself. Then, even those painful pruning seasons, those trials and disappointments, even then they are the Father's love working to make you more fruitful. And here is His promise to you. Already you are clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Through His word, through your baptism, through His death on the cross, He has already washed you and grafted you into Himself. You are already connected to the only vine that gives lasting life. Fear not. Your battery may indeed be dead, but Christ can raise the dead. If you feel drained or empty today, don't keep scrolling through the world's empty chargers. Plug back into the true vine. Open His word. Hear His forgiveness. Stay connected to Jesus. He has already loved you with the Father's perfect love. His life, His strength, and His joy are ready to flow into you, for He is the true vine, and you are indeed His branches, growing to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, through the prophet Elijah, you continued the prophetic pattern of teaching your people the true faith and demonstrating through miracles your presence in creation to heal it of its brokenness. Grant that your church may see in your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, the final end times prophet whose teaching and miracles continue in your church through the healing medicine of the gospel and sacraments through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.